All right, that's what they want to do in Iraq, unlike Afghanistan, unlike Kuwait. All right, there are Muslims there too. Unlike the Kurds in the north, there are Muslims too. The Sunni and Shia want to kill each other. They want to blow each other up. They want to torture each other. They have fun. This is, they like this. This is what Allah tells them to do, and that's what they do. All right? So now we're standing there going, where did this, how did this happen? That's the essential mistake of the war, that we didn't think these people would act like savages, and they are. Yeah, I mean, look, I think Weiner had a good point. Those of us who really understand the world, and believe me, I made a mistake with Iraq too. I did not think the Iraqi people were going to act like savages, in the aftermath of Saddam. I had, you know, I said, look, the Afghanis are cooperating, the Kuwaitis cooperated with us, and I didn't think they would. But now, Iran, we know they're savages. But it's interesting to see how the left is positioning. If you read the LA Times this week, oh, they're not so bad over there. They deny the Holocaust. They want to kill Israel. They want to get a nuke. That's how the left is positioned. Not so bad. You know, we're overhyping the danger. And I'm saying to myself, even if we are overhyping the danger, these people look to me to be Nazis. You know, that's exactly what they said about Hitler in the 1930s. Ah, he's not that bad. He's just bluster. He's just a bluster guy. Oh, man. Said that about Mao. Said it about Stalin. We can work with Stalin. Yeah, he's not so bad.